What's going on, guys? Uriel Kame here. In this video, I want to share a quick little lesson for you that'll save you a tremendous amount of money. I was just actually speaking with our client success coaches about a situation where someone was neglecting their numbers, and I want to share with you how dangerous this can be and how not to make this mistake in your business. Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. My name is Uriel Kame. If you're a health practitioner or coach looking to build a successful virtual health practice that allows you to help more people, make a lot more money, and enjoy a greater quality of life in the process, then this is the podcast for you to listen to. Let's dive in. All right, welcome back to the channel, guys. Uriel Kame here, founder and CEO of Healthpreneur. We help health professionals get clients and scale their businesses online. And if you've been watching any of my videos, you know that we don't do that with ridiculous content. And I mean, not that content's valuable, but it takes a very, very long time. If you've watched any of my Perfect Client Pipeline trainings, then you'll know that a big piece of what we do and help our clients do is acquire clients through advertising at a profit. That's the key distinction, at a profit. Like, we're not in the business of just donating money to advertising platforms like Facebook and losing money. That's not the game we're in, okay? So I was talking with, I'm spending a lot of time with our client success team right now, really just downloading everything I possibly can for them, in addition to all the SOPs and playbook stuff we have, but just really equipping them to understand the nuances of the business, of this type of business model, to the level that I do, so that they're way better at what they do and they can help more of our clients win, et cetera. They're already amazing, and I'm just helping them become more amazing. So we had this one client, and thankfully this is not common, but it happens sometimes where we're looking at the critical numbers, right? So this is a tracking sheet that all of our clients fill in on a weekly basis to monitor their progress with their ads and enrollments and ROAS, return on ad spend, et cetera. And we're looking at this, and the client said, my pipeline is, there's something seriously wrong with my pipeline. And I was like, okay, let's see what that means. So over the space of 7 months, okay, so 7 months, this is an example of how I had somebody ask me yesterday, what is the success rate of your clients? I'm like, that's impossible to answer. I mean, I can give you an average, but that would be like, what is the success rate of all the students in this class? Like, everyone's different. Some get A+, some get F, right? And there's the whole spectrum in between. And what I said with this individual, I said, it's the same thing. We have some clients that absolutely kill this, to the tune of like making $5 million a month. Most do really well, like not necessarily at $5 million a month. And then there's a few that just completely go walkabouts, right? Using an Aussie example there. And this is an example of someone who went a little bit walkabout, and there's only so much you can do as a coach. Like, you can't do their business for them. We coach them, we guide them, we keep them accountable every single day. But this individual had spent $700 on ads. It's not a lot of money, to be honest, okay? Some people think it's a lot. I'm like, you're playing small fry. Spend $700 a day, then we'll talk. But anyways, it's a good place to start, right? And she thought her pipeline was seriously broken or something was seriously wrong, right? Really, really wrong. I was like, okay, let's have a look at the critical numbers. And the first number that really jumped out to me was the fact that she was spending $100 a week, right? So we're talking $700 over the course of several months. She'd pause ads, started them again, pause them, etc. And right away, like, that's, I'm like, okay. Anyways, the second number that I saw was cost per click. Her cost per click was about $15. And I was like, your pipeline isn't broken. What is broken is your messaging. Your ads, I don't know what language they're written in, but apparently the audience you're targeting doesn't speak the same language. Because $15 per click is probably some of the highest cost per click I've ever seen. And just for context, like, the ads that we write and our clients write are not two sentences, then link to landing page. It's long ass copy, as it's known. So in our world, the cost per click is not $15, but it's also not 5 cents. It's usually hovering in the space of, like, you know, 50 cents to $3, depending on the market. So to see $15, I'm like, you have nothing wrong with your pipeline. The problem is your messaging or audience or message to market match is way off, because it doesn't matter how many people go to your page. You're paying an insane amount of money to get that click. And if you're converting at, let's say, 30%, that means you're paying $45 for a webinar registrant, which is, you know, that's like, it's crazy. In the weight loss space, by contrast, we have clients who are getting leads in, webinar leads, for under $2. So I'm not like, I'm like, I know this because we have many other clients who are in a very different universe for the same market. So the reason I'm sharing this is that you have to take responsibility for your business. And you might say to yourself, if you're like a lot of health professionals, well, Yuri, I'm just not a numbers person. I don't like the numbers. I don't give a shit. You got to become a numbers person. Do you want to build a business? Do you actually want to make money? Do you want to keep the money you make? Then you have to become a numbers person. It's really like you have, like there's two things that are non-negotiables in my world, as far as business goes. You cannot delegate your messaging early on. And number two, you cannot delegate your numbers early on as well. And really at any point in your business. I was telling this story to our director of operations the other day. I've got a good buddy of mine who is doing very, like 8 figures online, doing really well. But he used to own a gym way back in the day. And he lost $300,000 in the course of a couple months because his business partner, changed the payment terminal at the front desk so that every single time somebody swiped their credit card, it went to this guy's bank accounts. Can you imagine that? Like, this is the level, I'm not saying people are going to do that, but if you completely dismiss stuff, don't be surprised if it just disappears. So if you are not willing, if you're saying to yourself, well, I'm not a numbers person, I don't like looking at the numbers. Well, number one, you need to have a business model that is relatively simple so that the numbers you do look at are fairly simple to understand, right? Like in our world, we have a critical number sheet that we give all of our clients. And that critical number sheet has 4 very important metrics, right? That's pretty much it. They can really navigate their entire business and we can help them look at where things can be better based on 4 metrics. 4 numbers that you can pull directly from Facebook Ads Manager and your bank account. So if you're not willing to take 5 minutes per day to have a look at that, what are you expecting? Right? Like it's like someone who wants to be an amazing chef, but is unwilling to make the food. I just don't like making food, but I want to be an amazing chef. Like it doesn't really work that way. So you have to take 100% responsibility for your results. Because if you don't get upset when things don't work out the way you want them to. And I'll say it again, the 2 things you have to master is your communication, specifically written and verbal, right? Over the phone, for instance, and your messaging. And the second thing is your numbers. The good news is that the numbers is very easy to understand relative to how long it takes you to become very good with your messaging and your salesmanship. All it requires is number 1, knowing what to track. Number 2 is knowing how to track it. And then number 3 is friggin' tracking it. And we're not saying track this stuff and put numbers in a spreadsheet every day. We're talking about once per week. Okay, you take the numbers and you put them in a spreadsheet once per week. I would recommend you monitor your ads and monitor your numbers throughout the week, 5 minutes a day, just so you have a pulse of what's happening. You can pause ads that are too expensive, scale ones that are working well, and you can see anomalies and opportunities. But if you completely negate that because you don't want to be like the numbers person, I'm sorry, like you're not going to do very well in business. And I see this more often than I'd like to admit, not necessarily amongst our clients, but initially when they come in, because they're used to running a business that is like a hobby, right? Like I feel like my kids know more about Pokemon cards than most health professionals do about their business. If I were to ask you, how much are you paying for a new client? You might say, well, I don't know. Or you might say, well, I get all my clients through word of mouth. Or I might say, whatever the number is. Unless you know the specific number you're paying to acquire clients, the cost of acquisition, right, CAC, like you're really flying blind. If you're getting clients through word of mouth, you're still paying, but just in a different way. And you have to be able to understand this stuff. Some of the metrics can be a bit complex, right? And those can evolve over time as the business grows, but at a very simple level, like How many leads are you bringing in? What's the cost per lead? How many calls are you getting booked? What's the cost per call booked? How many clients are you enrolling? What's the cost per client enrolled? In order for all those numbers to make sense, you have to know how much money did you spend in ads, right? Then you can deduce all that stuff. How much money did you make relative to your ad spend? That's going to give you return on ad spend, or ROAS, ROAS. If the nice thing about that is that once you understand your numbers after a couple of weeks of data, you can start to predict and forecast what it's going to take to hit the next level. But let's say that all of your business is organic and everything you do is, let's just use Instagram as an example, because that's very common. I get all my clients through DMing them on Instagram. Cool. What's your cost per lead? I don't know. How much do you pay for a call booked? Well, it's all free because no, I don't pay for advertising. Really? Okay, let's break this down. How much time are you spending on Instagram every day? Okay. How much is your time worth? I don't know. Okay, let's do this. How much did your business make last year? $100,000. Okay. How many hours per week did you work on average? Right? Let's just say 40 hours a week. So let's just do some math here. 40 hours a week, and let's just assume that you take weekends and like holidays off. So let's just call it 46 weeks out of the year instead of 52, right? Just to account for weekends and time off. So $100,000 divided by, 46 weeks times 40 hours is 1840. So we take $100,000 divided by 1840, and that means your hourly rate is $54 an hour. Okay, your effective hourly rate is $54 an hour, which is whatever it is. So when you say that you're not paying for leads, you're paying for leads in your time. Okay, successful people understand that time is expensive and money is cheap. Because here's the thing, is that if you're not spending money on acquiring leads, you're spending your time. And let's say you spend 4 hours a day doing what you have to do to somehow get, you know, new clients. So you spend 4 hours a day, that's going to be 4 times 54 is what, $220. So you're spending $220 a day in your time acquiring clients or leads or whatever, 4 hours, okay? What happens then if you had those 4 hours back and instead of spending $224 of your own time, you could spend, let's say $25 a day or $50 a day or $100 a day in the form of advertising that works on your behalf 24/7, even when you're not doing anything. So you're spending, in this scenario, almost two and a half times as much time money versus money if you're using advertising. And the thing is, the advertising, if you've got a perfect client pipeline, is going to filter away all the bad, the riffraff, right? And only elevate the right people to you. And so what that means is now, if you look at your effective hourly rate, let's say we saved you, just in this scenario, 4 hours a day, okay? So 4 hours a day over 5 days is 4 times 5 is 20. So now, instead of a 40-hour week, you have a 20-hour week, and the 20 hours you're spending, let's say, is on delivery and let's say enrollment calls. What we've effectively done is we've reduced the time working in the business, and we've doubled your effective hourly rate from $54 to $108 per hour. So you are now making twice as much money because you're spending half the amount of time working in your business, and you're allowing yourself to do that because you're leveraging technology and advertising to do most of the heavy lifting for you. Does this make sense? I hope it does. Because if you don't understand the numbers, then you think that everything's free if you're doing everything with your time. But it's the most expensive thing on earth. And if you're only making $54 an hour or only making $110 an hour, you need to be doing more important things to $500 an hour, $1,000 an hour, $10,000 things. Because if you're focusing on bigger things that make you, let's say, $10,000 an hour, you would never be spending time on Instagram writing a 2,000 word caption. Maybe you would, right? But it wouldn't be the predominant use of your time. Maybe a few hours a week at the most, right? What else do you do with your time? Well, you got to spend more of your time making offers, converting clients on the phone, right? Selling. If you're selling something for $5,000, you have five conversations in a day, you enroll two people, 5 hours of conversations to make $10,000, that's $2,000 an hour of your time. That's a pretty good use of your time. Are you going to do that forever? No, but initially, as you're getting your business going, it's one of the most important things you have to do, because no one is going to sell as well as you will, because you are the creator of your service, your coaching, your product. You know it inside out. You have to be able to sell that. So if you can't sell it, don't expect anyone else to. So anyways, this all comes back to knowing your numbers, right? And so my message here is please do not push the numbers aside, because bad things are going to happen in your business. And I don't think you want that to happen, right? So anyways, if this makes sense, drop a comment below. Let me know what was most insightful or aha light bulb moment for you from this video in the comments below. And remember to subscribe to the channel so you don't miss a single thing coming your way, plus hundreds of other videos already on the channel to help you grow an amazing virtual practice. I'm Yuri. See you soon. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Healthpreneur Show podcast. And while you're there, I'd really appreciate it if you left a 5-star rating or review, if you feel it merited that. At the same time, if you'd like to connect with me, the best place to do so is on Instagram. You can find me. I am at Healthpreneur. And be sure to tune in and subscribe to our YouTube channel on YouTube. Just search Healthpreneur and you'll find all of our great videos there as well. That's all for today. I appreciate your time and your attention. Keep doing the meaningful work that you are doing, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.